This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford and also producer Brian Temple. And we are glad to have you with us today on this lovely 80-degree May afternoon, Friday, May the 15th.
In the words of Gary Dobbs, it's gorgeous outside.
It is gorgeous. And we are really looking forward to having you join us for Friday to spend the last 2 hours of our Friday together, and hopefully you will enjoy that too. And a couple of things today, and our first guest is going to be Mr. Donnie Shaw, and he's going to talk to us about some of the activities associated with National Peace Officers Memorial Day. And the second hour of the show, we're going to open up the phone lines. We'd love to have you call if you want to give us a shout. So that number will be 256-382-0724.
And you just call at any time. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to wait for the next hour. You can go ahead and call us now if you'd like.
Yeah, if you got a handful of change, go to the payphone and give us a call.
You know, I haven't seen a payphone in some time.
I don't think there is such a thing as
a payphone. I think there's one downtown somewhere, but I don't remember where.
No, I hadn't seen one.
I've seen a couple of places where the little kiosk thing is standing there. There's no phone on it.
There's no phone.
But I haven't seen a payphone in a long time.
Not in a long time. But let me tell y'all a little bit about what today is, because today is a day that a lot of people have no idea what is being observed. And today across America, you will see flags lowered, names will be read aloud in services, candles will be lit, and families will gather to share memories of those that are no longer with us. This is National Peace Officers Memorial Day, a day set aside to honor the law enforcement officers who gave their lives in the line of duty. And the day carries special meaning here in Alabama, and especially in the Huntsville area, because every badge is not just a badge, it's a human being, a father, a mother, a husband, wife, a son, a daughter, and even a grandchild, as I will get to in a little bit, somebody who kissed their family goodbye and never made it home. National Police Officers Memorial Day is observed every May 15th as a part of National Police Week. This was officially proclaimed by President Kennedy in 1962 during a time when America was really confronting challenges involving crime, law enforcement, civil unrest, and public safety. Kennedy believed the nation needed a formal way to recognize officers who had died while serving others. Right now, according to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington, D.C., there are more than 24,000 officers in American history who have died in the line of duty. Their names are engraved on memorial walls that stretch across the Capitol and in other places throughout the land. Some officers were killed responding to violent crimes. Others were killed in traffic accidents, rushing to emergencies. Some succumbed to illnesses conducted to rescue and recovery operations after September 11th. And in recent years, law enforcement officers have just faced threats upon threats from civil unrest, fentanyl exposure, and many, many others. Here in Huntsville in North Alabama, law enforcement has long played a critical role in protecting our strategic assets here, and assets which we're all familiar with: defense industries, aerospace, Redstone Arsenal, NASA, advanced research facilities, and rapidly growing communities. The Huntsville Police Department, Madison County Sheriff's Office, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, military police units, and many others carry enormous responsibilities. They work major events, protect schools, patrol neighborhoods, respond to emergencies, and they leave the off home every day, not knowing whether or not they will return. And when tragedy strikes an officer's family, the impact ripples throughout the entire community. And let me tell you how it can even reach out and affect a family member such as a little grandson, such as me. When I was growing up in the small town of Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, I lived with my grandfather, who was the chief of police, and my grandmother and mother and a few cousins. Well, what happened in the tiny old town of Lawrenceburg, there was the Murray, Ohio bicycle manufacturing plant and lawnmowers. They went on strike, and the strike turned really nasty. My grandfather was out there guarding the picket line, and they were really, it was troublesome. They had a lot of fights. There were instances with billy clubs. My grandfather got beat up pretty well. And what we didn't know was, since this was the chief of police, that some of the members of the union came to our house and scattered broken glass throughout the yard. Well, I was a little kid, about 9 years old, playing wiffle ball in the backyard, and I slid into what we had developed as home base, and that had a piece of glass implanted in the ground from that vandalism, and it literally almost cut my lower left leg off. I had to go to the emergency room and had well over 200 stitches in my leg, and just about lost it. And I still have a nice little beautiful scar on the lower half of my leg to remind me of the fact that I was a victim of violence to the police. And thankfully, I still have that leg, and it healed, but it almost didn't turn out to be a good situation. So that wasn't a death, but that just emphasizes the fact that police officers can stand in harm's way, their families can stand in harm's way, and they are not the highest paid people in the world, but sometimes they have the most responsibility, and sometimes also they receive the most criticism. Frankly, I would be a little hesitant to go into law enforcement these days, because it seems like every little mistake you make or little mistake you don't make is amplified, and there's a light shined on it, but there is no light ever shined on the day-to-day activities that you have to do, and the risk that a law enforcement officer takes when they go to an apartment complex in the middle of the night and they knock on the door and they don't know if there are going to be just two people in there asleep or a whole bunch of people in there who are crazed on some sort of narcotic, but they go knock on that door. And they do it every time, and that's why they deserve our respect and our admiration, and that's one of the reasons why we should celebrate today, May 15th, as the National Law Enforcement Day. And we're going to have a guest here in a little bit, Donnie Shaw, who has been with us before. And Donnie is the head of the Madison County Board of Registrars, but a longtime law enforcement officer. And he is deeply involved with the ceremonies that exist in Huntsville, Alabama, regarding this great day. And let's go ahead and take a break, Brian, and we'll come back and we'll talk to Donnie.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Bill Crawford here for the Regenesis Stem Cell Center, the place to go for golfers' elbow pain. Traditional treatments require significant time away from the golf course and often don't work. Dr. Charles Lee can treat golfers' elbow using platelet-rich plasma extracted from the patient's blood and get you back on the golf course after a two-hour visit. Golfers' elbow can be permanently eliminated for a fixed price of $585. Golf season is here. Enjoy pain-free golf with just one visit to Regenesis.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza! Tom Abraham here for my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
Your Rocket City Trash Pandas are back for six games, May 19th through the 24th. Promotions include Tail Wagon Tuesday on the 19th, halfway to Halloween night with a cash costume contest on the 22nd, and Harry Potter Weekend closes out the homestand on the 23rd and 24th. Get your tickets and learn more about our weekly promos by visiting tptix.com. Let's rock it.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and this month at Lynn Layton Ford, we've got employee pricing for everyone. Plus 5.9 for up to 84 months with zero dock fees or no hidden markups. That's right, employee pricing plus 5.9 for up to 84 months, no dock fees or hidden markups. With your good credit, lease a 26 F-150 STX for $399 a month for 36 months with only $3,000 due at signing. Lease a 26 Explorer Active for $399 a month for 36 months, $3,000 due at signing. Or how about a new Bronco Big Ben 4x4? $485 a month for a 36-month lease with $3,000 due at signing. We've got employee pricing for everyone, plus 5.9 for 84, and no dock fees or hidden markups. Come see us at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com. All leases are with a zero security deposit, 10,500 miles a year. Offer ends 5/31/26. See us for the details.
Wasp Asset Software, delivered by our next level software team, helps you track every asset with ease, giving you total visibility over your tools, equipment, and IT assets from everywhere.
With WASP, our customers have reduced loss, improved accountability, and saved hours of tracking down what they own and where it is.
This is proven technology, and I urge you to ask about it.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford. And this is me, Bill Crawford, alongside producer Brian Temple, producer extraordinaire. We are glad to be with you on on this Friday, May 15th. It's a great Friday, and it's a great way to end our week. And one of the things we're going to do now is we're going to bring on a guest we've had on the show a couple of times, Mr. Donnie Shaw. Donnie, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Well, hey, I knew you were. I just wanted to make sure. Donnie's been with us for a bit. He's the head of the Madison County Board of Registrars, which if you don't know what that is the people who are ensuring that our voting here in Madison County goes okay. That's not what we're here to talk about today. But, Donnie, I did just want to give you one chance to say, any last-minute tips to anybody before Tuesday, or is the hay already in the barn as far as registering to vote?
The cutoff was last week on Monday. We're still receiving applications, but we won't enter them until after Tuesday. Wednesday, we'll start updating all of those, but be sure to go vote.
Yeah,
be sure to go vote.
One thing I wanted to clarify, I heard this on the news today, and it made me think of you in our conversation today. And it said if you go to a voting place and you don't have an ID, but there are a couple of people there who can positively identify you, that you can vote and you still may have some time to get your paperwork. I've never heard of that before. Is that in fact true?
Yes. If you have forgotten your ID and you go to vote, and you're from that community, and the poll workers are from that community and recognize you, then you'll be allowed to vote.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for those last minute tips. But again, we're not here to talk about voting today. We're here today because today is May 15th, and May 15th is National Peace Officers Memorial Day. And as you may have heard, if you've listened in the past, Donnie Shaw has been with us to talk about voting and voting registration, things of that matter. But Donnie is also a longtime member of the law enforcement community here in Huntsville, Alabama. And I think retired from the sheriff's department there, and for the past 14 years has been a participant and actually the MC of the events around National Peace Officers Memorial Day. Well, I think you could probably do a whole lot better job than I could about explaining to our listeners what this day actually entails, not just in Huntsville, but how it came about nationally and what it entails throughout the nation.
So, in 1962, Congress passed a proclamation, and it was signed by President Kennedy, to make May 15th National Peace Officers Memorial Day, and the week that it falls on, National Police Week. Not long after that, the National FOP and the Officer Down Memorial Committee and the National Memorial Commission put up the National Memorial in Washington, D.C. The memorial has over 24,000 names on it now, and every year on the 15th, the National Fraternal Order of Police has a memorial service on the lawn of the Capitol. And the 13th, there is a candlelight vigil on the National Mall. And during that candlelight vigil, they read all the names of the officers that had died in the line of duty that were added to the wall that year. Locally, for the past 25 years, Fraternal Order of Police Lodge 6 has a memorial on the south side of the courthouse. We've had 26 officers from various agencies throughout Madison County that's passed away since 1880. We're a little bit different in the way we do ours. Ours is similar to the National Mall. We have a color guard. We present the colors at the beginning. We have an honor guard that stands on the memorial wall and each in the watch for those 26 that passed away. A pinner, a relative, a survivor, a friend or somebody from an agency will walk up with an escort from a law enforcement agency, and they'll pin a memory flower on a memory cross. And we'll do that for all 26. And then at the end, we'll do a memory flower for law enforcement, everybody that's still serving, and we'll do one for the military for everybody that is serving in the military here and abroad.
Now, I think you had mentioned to me that there's going to be a little bit of a change in the date and the time this year, probably because of some impending bad weather. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, it was originally scheduled on the 6th, and we had to prepare to go inside because of the rain that was going to come on the 6th, and we had secured a spot at the Von Braun Center, but it started looking like it was going to storm, so the agency heads felt comfortable by asking us to postpone it, and we postponed it, and it was supposed to be back at the courthouse square on the 20th, next Wednesday, but today there's an 82% chance of rain with over a half an inch accumulation on Wednesday, so we're going to move it to the J.C.'s building. It'll be next Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the J.C.'s building, and we encourage the public to come out and learn about these officers and the sacrifice that they made to our community.
Well, let me one thing I want to clarify, because I want to make sure I heard this correctly. You said 26 have passed away. Was it since 1880 or 1980?
Since 1880.
1880. Wow. That's
1880 was the first one that passed away. It was a U.S. Marshal, him and the Marshal from Marshall County. They were trying to stamp down a steel whiskey making operation, and they planned a raid on it. And when they went to do the raid, the people was running the steel, shot and killed the Marshal from Madison County.
Well, let me ask you a question. This is not what we're talking about, but I do have a question about this, because my grandfather was the chief of police in Jasper and Gadsden, and I have quite a few pictures of him from some of the stills he busted. You know, it looked like something literally like right out of a mobster movie from the Bonnie and Clyde days. But are there still stills around? Is that I know that's kind of a stupid way to say that, but is moonshining still something that exists in the South?
Well, I know this much as far as the Madison County Sheriff's Office goes. The last raid on a still was during Sheriff Patterson's days, because it was still prominent, and that was one of the things that he ran for sheriff on, and there's pictures of him as they had done several raids on the stills, and they put in the newspaper that they was taking that element out of Madison County, and I'm certain that there are novelists that are building stills to see what it's like to build their or to produce their own whiskey. I don't believe that there's any stills that are operational that's putting a significant amount of illegal whiskey out in Madison County.
Well, I wouldn't think so either. But back to the main point, how many roughly law enforcement officers are there in our area? Because I know this year I was looking at a bill that was going through Montgomery that was kind of focused on Huntsville and Montgomery about somehow if they didn't get enough law enforcement officers, the state government was going to hire some. Do we not have enough law enforcement officers in our area? And if so, how many do we have? Do you know, have any idea?
There's slightly over 400 for Huntsville Police Department, right around 200 for Madison County Sheriff's Office, slightly under 100 for Madison Police Department. And surprisingly, Owens Crossroad New Hope has a significant amount of officers for them. Places like Gurley and Triana, they only have two or three officers, but they work their schedule. So if there's not somebody out, the sheriff's office covers it, and or they're on call, they'll come out to take care of a incident that happens.
So in general, that leads me to believe that we have a pretty well coverage of law enforcement for our area. Would you agree with that as a general statement?
That's true. And to be honest, the intent with the bill was to address some of the high crime that is going on in Montgomery. And I don't know how Huntsville got included in it, but I guess because of the population, it was aimed towards the population. If you have this many people that are in your city and you don't have an adequate staffing for you, then the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency and the Secretary of Law Enforcement can come and take over your agency to staff it and try to bring things under control.
Well, I don't think they're out of control here, but let's shift back to another focus area. I know you and I have the common bond of having served in the same military unit, both overseas and here in Huntsville, Alabama. And also, I'm from a law enforcement family. But one thing I wonder always, I know when I was in the Army, I never thought about it when I was going to work that I might not come home. How does an active law enforcement officer such as yourself, when you were in the sheriff's office, is that something you think about every day and you say, wow, you know, I'm going off to work today and it's just a regular day at work? Or do you go off to work and say, you know, I gotta really take advantage of this because today might be it? Does the thoughts like that ever pervade your mind?
The way that I prepared myself and the way that most of my friends and coworkers were trained or advised to prepare themselves, when you're at home on the weekend, you're in a green status, but you're situationally aware to take care of yourself and your family. As you start getting ready to go to work, you may move to an amber status, start being a little bit more situationally aware. And then once you go out on the job, you're at yellow, and at any moment you can raise yourself to red. Hopefully you have trained enough and that the thing that you have to do in a situation where you may have to use force, you may have to protect yourself, is intuitive. And whenever that threat is there, you just intuitively do the actions that you need to do to take care of it and to move on and come home to your family.
So that's kind of how it is in the military. You know, you're trained to do stuff, and you just act based on that intuitive training you've received. So is that, you know, a lot of, and I really don't want to go deeply into this, but a lot of the criticism that law enforcement has received lately has been over what I would almost call just trained intuitive reactions. Is that kind of how you see that, or is it actually bad cops doing bad stuff?
Well, there are cops out there that has been in the wrong. They didn't use their training. They reverted to something else, and they have to be held accountable for it. There can be an appearance that somebody has used too much force, or they didn't go to the red area or go to the area that they needed to act quick enough, and that's why they used the force that they did when they eventually did. But you have to dissect that, and you have to take it from the lens of the officer, take it from the lens of the training that he's had, and not from the lens of somebody that's a bystander that don't have full understanding of what's going on and doesn't have a full context video or picture of what happened and what is going on.
Okay, well, that's really as far as I want to go with that. One thing I did want to ask you, have you ever lost a comrade in law enforcement that was nearby or that you knew of well?
Well, there's since I went to work, there are 8 officers, either officers or deputy sheriffs or state troopers that passed away in the line of duty. I was close, of course, to my associates at the sheriff's office, but one of the latest that passed away, I was really close with him and think about him often. And, you know, he used to work part-time as a deputy sheriff out at Toyota Field, and he would have never took a picture with me when I was at work at the sheriff's office, but when I was doing security out there, he come up one day, said, "I feel like a picture," and one of his family members took a picture of us, and that was the last time I saw him before he got sick and passed away.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this, just for our regular listeners out there who, let's be honest, most people are, they don't want to get stopped by the police. They don't want to have any trouble with them. What is the best way for an average citizen of Huntsville, Alabama, to honor a fallen policeman, even if they can't go to the ceremony, or just respect police? How should they behave?
Well, we have our memorial. It is on the south side of the courthouse. It has the 26 officers' names on it. It has a poem on it. Somebody died in America today that is kind of telling the story of a law enforcement officer dying. And it's a solemn place after business hours. To go down there and take a look at that and just think about that officer and the family and the one that's left behind. I have a Facebook page. It's Donnie Shaw, past president of FOP Lodge 6, and I have posted on there the 26 officers, the circumstances of their end of watch, and who their survivors were, not necessarily names, but a wife, a widow, their children, parents. That stuff is also in that information that's on the Facebook page.
Well, that's a very commendable thing that you have done, and I can certainly relate to it, you know, having grown up in a family with the chief of police who was sitting at the dinner table every night. And so the place you mentioned at the courthouse, once again, describe where that is, and it's free of charge, right? You can just walk up there to
it. Oh, yeah. It's built like a tombstone, but it's actually a wall that the center section is 12 foot high and the side panels are 5 foot high. And it has two side panels and a center panel under the forum on the center panel. And the two side panels is where the officers are inscribed on it, the ones that's died in the line of duty. It's all just off the sidewalk. With the back of it facing the south side of the courthouse, and it's a nice thing to go take a look at and just think about the names that's on there. One thing that I will say that is people don't realize is on that monument is Billy Carty Jr. Give me a second. And Billy Carty III. Father and son that both died in the line of duty serving for Huntsville Police Department. Not only is the father and son on there, but the father's brother is a retired sergeant from Huntsville Police Department. And his son, the first cousin and nephew of the two that's on the wall, is a Huntsville police captain currently. So this Clardy family has contributed greatly to the city of Huntsville, Madison County, Alabama.
Wow, that is a very, very impressive story. Well, just in the few moments we have left, if our folks, you know, not everybody's going to be able to get there, just tell us a little bit about the ceremony, how it starts, what happens, and how it ends.
Well, we'll start at 6 o'clock, and we'll post the colors. The colors will come from the back of the audience through the center of the audience, and they'll do a wheel, and then they'll go to present arms. We'll do the Pledge of Allegiance. They'll march off. We'll have an introduction of the VIPs, and then the Chief of Police, Giles of Huntsville, Chief Gandy from Madison Police Department and Sheriff Turner will all speak for 2 to 3 minutes. And after they speak, I will go through the proclamation and the Fraternal Order of Police rituals for memorial services. And then we'll start having the pinners come up and reading the end of watch. And each officer will get a flower, a memorial flower. Then afterwards, we'll have a invocation, and after the invocation, they do a missing man formation. It's pretty phenomenal. They are standing guard on the memorial when it begins. There's five on each side, and when it's over with and they do the missing man formation, they'll march to each other in two rows. Then all but one will march off, and when that group marches off out of sight, then the one will salute and do a left face and do a quick count off the plaza. We'll have a Amazing Grace, taps, and a 21-gun salute.
That sounds to me like a man who's marched in that ceremony before, and I appreciate that description. And for our listeners who may not have been writing any of this stuff down or who can't remember, is there a place on the internet where they can go to find out this information if they want to come?
Yeah, it's just as simple as going to Facebook and putting in Donnie Shaw, past president of FOP Lodge 6, and it'll give you my Facebook page, not my Facebook account, but it'll give you my Facebook page, and you can go there, and there's a lot of historical information just right at the very, very front of it. There's not we don't have a web page. So that's the best resource for getting the information.
Well, Donnie, thank you very much. And I really appreciate you reaching out to me. As soon as I read your email, I said, hey, we got to get this on the air. So thank you for that. And I hope you have a good ceremony. I hope I'm able maybe to find the time to make it down there. So
all right.
Hey, thank you much.
I appreciate your support as always.
And I know you're going to be a busy man come Tuesday, but maybe we'll talk after that too.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much. That is Donnie Shaw talking to us about the National Peace Officers Memorial Day and the ceremony that's going to happen next week. And Brian, if we could take a break now, we'll go ahead and get out of here for a few minutes and come right back.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Baumhauer's Restaurant. Legendary food and legendary fun. Whether you're craving the freshest seafood from Alabama's Gulf Coast, juicy chicken or char-grilled steaks seared to suck in at perfection, you're craving Baumhauer's Restaurant. Add to that a sports-themed atmosphere and HD flat screens every place you look. For a sneak peek at the menu, go to Baumhauer's.com. Legendary food, legendary fun. Baumhauer's Restaurant.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and this month at Lynn Layton Ford, we've got employee pricing for everyone. Plus 5.9 for up to 84 months with zero dock fees or no hidden markups. That's right, employee pricing plus 5.9 for up to 84 months, no dock fees or hidden markups. With your good credit, lease a 26 F-150 STX for $399 a month for 36 months with only $3,000 due at signing. Lease a 26 Explorer Active for $399 a month for 36 months, $3,000 due at signing. Or how about a new Bronco Big Ben 4x4? $485 a month for a 36-month lease with $3,000 due at signing. We've got employee pricing for everyone, plus 5.9 for 84, and no dock fees or hidden markups. Come see us at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com. All leases are with a zero security deposit, 10,500 miles a year. Offer ends 5/31/26. See us for the details.
Hello, listeners. I want to tell you a little bit about Minuteman Press and what we have to offer our community. We specialize in paper printing and can help from designing your piece to the finished product. We print media guides for many of the athletic departments at high schools and universities around the area. We typically purchase sponsorships from these schools as well, try and help them with their fundraising. Once we have reached our new normal, we also print all types of marketing materials for you to hand out either in person, via mail, or at various trade shows and events. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly sunny sky this afternoon. Really going to be a great Friday. Temperatures climbing into the upper 70s and lower 80s. Dropping into the upper 50s, lower 60s as we head into the overnight. A little more cloud cover for your Saturday, but we are going to be quite warm. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 80s. Plenty of sunshine for your Sunday. Much the same. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 80s.
Your Fox 54 forecast.
only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point on Talk Radio WZZN with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. Brian, how you doing back there?
It's a great Friday.
It's a great Friday, and it's getting shorter every second, isn't it?
Isn't it, though? Had a trip to the doctor today, and trying to check it, you know, see what condition my condition is in. Had some really good numbers the doctor gave me. Actually, they are not only good numbers, they were better than expected. So whatever I'm doing it well. And he said, come back in 3 months and we'll do it again.
Well, hey, that is some good news.
I'm in better shape than I thought. So I'll take it.
That's also a good reference to an old Kenny Rogers in the First Edition song.
Exactly.
I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in. Which also was one of the lead songs in the movie The Big Lebowski, if you've ever seen that.
That's
movie.
How I became aware of it.
Yeah. And speaking of music, one of the things that happened here recently, this was Clarence Carter. I didn't know his name, but he recently passed away at age 90. But a couple of songs that once I heard of them, I said, oh, yeah, I know this guy, which was
There's at least one we can't play on the radio.
What, Strokin'?
Yeah.
And we can't play that.
Yeah, not amongst mixed company anyway.
But we could play Patches.
Oh, yeah.
Patches. Actually, there was a guy out on Redstone Arsenal that I worked with who was named Patches after that song. It was very interesting. And but he's gone. He had some real good music, and he was also blind. I didn't know that. One of the things that we have had on the show earlier this year, we had Mike Russell with the Huntsville Sports Commission, and he was talking.
Mark Russell.
Did I say Mike?
Yeah.
I should have said Mark.
Well, maybe it's his alter ego.
Maybe that's his other
brother.
His evil twin. Mark Russell, and he was talking to us about some of the cool things that were happening in the Huntsville sports community. And guess what? The numbers are in, and the numbers are huge. Sports tourism in Huntsville last year accounted for more than $60 million in revenue. Actually, the total was $62.3 million in revenue. $4.06 million in tax revenue, and it's the second year in the row that the city's invested in this stuff. Mm-hmm. They've invested in John Hunt Park. They've invested in the Aquatic Center, many, many things, and the investments are paying off. Last year, 161,000 athletes, coaches, and spectators came to Huntsville for 71 events. Well, guess what? When they come to Huntsville, they just don't come, touch home base, turn around, and go.
No, they stay here. They eat here.
They stay here. They eat here. They, I guess they have to.
They buy food and gas here.
Buy food and gas here, and certainly gas is really part of that prospect right now. But the biggest contributor was the Rocket City Marathon, which generated $5.1 million. The Conference USA Basketball Championship, $3 million. And this is one, frankly, I'm not a big fisherman, but I have never heard of the Major League Fishing Red Crest event that made $3.8 million.
There's something for everybody, no matter what sport you do. The old Becky Pierce Golf Course is now a world-class cross-country track. Beach volleyball is over there.
Yep.
Who would thought that Huntsville is known for beach volleyball? But, you know, you could say that a few years ago. Who would say that Huntsville's known for hockey? But they have just world-class events, youth soccer. We've got the SEC softball championships coming next, starting next year to Toyota Field. That's all the stuff that Mark and his crew at the Huntsville Sports Commission have been working on. Just, you know, roll up their sleeves from day one and just making some massive things happen. It's some tireless work, and they really should be applauded.
Well, I guess the same people who dreamed up the fact that Huntsville might be a hockey center probably never imagined that North Alabama would be a leading submarine manufacturing center.
Well, that's true, too. That's one thing that North Alabama, Huntsville in particular, but also North Alabama, we're not what you think. We're a lot bigger, we're a lot better, we're a lot more ecumenical, and we're a lot more forward-thinking than a lot of people give us credit for.
And it's only getting better.
I credit that to having a diverse amount of people just diverse types of people come, not just on the arsenal, but all the adjacent things and contractors and things like that. These people have lived all over the world, and they have things they expect to have, like a symphony orchestra and a theater program and music spots and fine dining and things like that. They have that all over the world, and they expect it when they come here. They love it here, and they're not afraid to go, well, maybe I'm the one that needs to bring it here. And they do, and it's all these people that have come along and made Huntsville what it is.
And, you know, if you go back into the archives of our show, many of those people who are responsible for those events we have had on this show. We've had people from Burritt Mountain, from Botanical Gardens, from the Huntsville Arts Festival, from Panoply, all those folks. You can hear what they have to say. If you want to, just go back and listen to the archives of this show.
Yeah, and on our sister station, we're going to participate some too, but our sister station has their Rocket City Sports Awards coming up in June at the Mars Music Hall. It wasn't that long ago the Mars Music Hall didn't exist, and there is such a need for it, and people were willing to put in the time and effort and work and time and treasure to do it, and it's a beautiful, it's a wonderful facility. We're humbled to be able to use it for our little award show, but it's stuff like that that people say, hey, no, this needs to happen, and to make it happen.
And it is happening.
And a gorgeous veterans memorial over there.
Oh, yeah. And
world class.
We had James Lomax here, and I note, by the way, he put our picture on Facebook. So that
was
pretty cool.
There you go.
There you go. And he also was responsible for getting 600K down to the Veterans Museum, and that happened yesterday. So
fantastic.
That's a good thing, folks. Just some of the items that are happening in the news, and we're going to go ahead and get out of here, come back and wrap this hour up. And, hey, pull your cell phones out and give us a call at the top of the hour.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Bill Crawford here for the Regenesis Stem Cell Center, the place to go for golfers' elbow pain. Traditional treatments require significant time away from the golf course and often don't work. Dr. Charles Lee can treat golfers' elbow using platelet-rich plasma extracted from the patient's blood and get you back on the golf course after a two-hour visit. Golfers' elbow can be permanently eliminated for a fixed price of $585. Golf season is here. Enjoy pain-free golf with just one visit to Regenesis.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard, and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
For over 50 years, our mission, do the right thing and make long-term decisions. We value our customers, and we invest in supporting them.
TLG is consistently adding services to our own technologies to automate and provide the best support possible to you.
We have the strongest guarantees in the industry. You can't just tell people you're going to provide good support. You have to prove it with your actions.
The ultimate golf experience is waiting for you at The Golfus. For a limited time, you can get an unlimited membership for only $99 a month. Hit balls on the range, play any of our 2,000 golf courses, have a graduation party, or host a corporate event. For all the details, go to thegolfus.com. We have two locations in Huntsville and a location soon coming to Hughes Road in Madison. That's thegolfus.com.
I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck, is bigger better?
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Do you want to be just a case number?
With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, we take the time to help.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue.
Hey, folks, we're glad you're with us. Now we're going to wrap up hour number one, and I'm going to share a little insight that I have. And I don't know if you remember this show or not, Brian, but when I was growing up, there was a TV show called The Guns of Will Sonnet that starred Walter Brennan.
I'm not aware of that one.
Well, Walter Brennan played an old gunfighter named Will Sonnet who could really mm-hmm. twirl those six shooters.
Right.
And when he would say he was going to do something and the people would say, "I don't think you can do that," he would say, "No brag, just fact. No brag, just fact."
No brag, just fact.
And what I'm going to brag about for a minute, because it's a fact, is I have been noticing on some of the local news outlets and even on some of the national news outlets and also on our sister station 97.7 when they do Hillbilly Headlines with Marty and McGee on Saturday morning, we're about a day or two ahead of a lot of these stories before they make it on national TV.
Look at us ahead of the curve.
We are ahead of the curve, and I've had...
That's all on you, Bill. You're our fantastic, well-burdened research department here.
Yeah. I got my crack staff on it all the time.
Yeah.
But so listen to us. You might find that some of our goofy offbeat headlines and some of our actual headlines are tomorrow's news yesterday.
If you can listen today, or you can hear it Monday. So whatever. It's your choice.
As Will Sonnet would say, no brag, just fact. So we're going to go ahead and get out of here. We'll be back at the top of the hour and get Friday on the move.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on. You can smell that flavor up and down the road. It's a little taste of heaven and everybody knows. It's how I get my grill on. Kanaka sausage. It's just a little taste of heaven.
Your Rocket City Trash Pandas are back for six games, May 19th through the 24th. Promotions include Tail Wagon Tuesday on the 19th, halfway to Halloween night with a cash costume contest on the 22nd, and Harry Potter Weekend closes out the homestand on the 23rd and 24th. Get your tickets and learn more about our weekly promos by visiting tptix.com. Let's rock it.
HD 97.7.2, WZZN-FM, Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk Radio, WZZN.
Egypt.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are losing steam in afternoon trading, and bond yields and oil prices are spiking and dragging the NASDAQ and S&P 500 from record highs. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors are lower, with energy the only winner, while tech and industrials are the biggest laggards. Oil prices continue to climb and reviving inflation concerns, with West Texas Intermediate crude at around $105 a barrel. Shares of airlines and cruise operators are falling as the price of oil spikes, and shares of Magnum Ice Cream are rallying selling 8% following a report that a couple of private equity firms were weighing bids for the Ben & Jerry's owner, energizing a stock that has struggled to gain momentum since its spinoff from Unilever. Reuters said that Blackstone and CD&R are among the private equity firms in the early stages of exploring bids for the company. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
My doctor said I could use something called a biosimilar. Then she told me what it is.
A biosimilar is a type of biologic medication. Just like brand name drugs have generic versions, original biologics can have biosimilars.
So I asked what the benefits are and if they work the same.
Biosimilars have the same safety, effectiveness, and quality as the original biologic. They also offer more medication options at potentially more competitive prices.
My doctor said I could learn more at fda.gov/biosimilar.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
The results of academic testing for Alabama public school students in 2025 have now been released. The Alabama Department of Education says that there were improvements in these scores compared to 2024. The first metric to see improvement was the graduation rate for high school students. That went up from 91% to 92%. The second metric was an increase in college and career readiness standards, which involved the ACT testing and other criteria. That went up from 87% to 90%. There was, however, a slight decrease in the literacy testing scores for third grade students. That went down less than a percent point, with 88% of students meeting or exceeding the cutoff score for literacy competency. Alabama School Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey called it an unchanged score, statistically speaking, and he says that future testing in 2027 will see another decrease in percentages, since the cutoff score is going to be increased by 10 points. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Healthcare employees who have been working within the Alabama Department of Corrections to help prison inmates have not received a paycheck for the second week in a row. This comes after the Tennessee company they work for has filed for bankruptcy. Yes Care has a $1 billion contract with the ADOC to provide this prison health care. WSFA News reports that Yes Care also has almost 200 Alabama-based creditors on top of the healthcare workers who have not yet been paid. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
This summer, we make HVAC history as Sensegreen Heating, Cooling, and Insulation celebrates our country's 250th birthday. Happy birthday, America! In honor of crossing the Delaware River and kicking Cornwallis out of Yorktown, Sensegreen now offers $1,776 off new HVAC systems. Give me liberty and a new HVAC smart system this summer at Sensegreen with Bryant. Whatever it takes, just like our founding fathers. USA! USA! USA!
Alabama license number 12705-52808.
Tom Abraham here from my friends at All About Water. Crazy name, huh? Well, let me introduce you to them. All About Water is the top pond builder anywhere in the Tennessee Valley, and that includes remodeling or cleaning out existing ponds as well. They also have monthly maintenance plans for your pond. Don't have a pond? Well, how about a fountain or water feature for your property to bring that soothing sound of running water to your happy place? On the other hand, maybe you have water on your property that you don't want. Well, Ryan at All About Water is all about water, so he could take care of that as well. He has a background in fluid dynamics, and what that means is that he could take care of any water issue that you have. Finally, how about that irrigation system that you have or that you want? Well, they do installs and maintenance and repairs on those as well, because they are all about water. Learn more at allaboutwaterllc.com. That's allaboutwaterllc.com.
Have you tried indoor golf yet? You need to check out The Golfus. The Golfus is Huntsville's newest, nicest, and only multi-location indoor golf venue. Spend an hour on the virtual range working on your game or play more than 2,000 golf courses. Our grand opening pricing makes us the best value in town. And if you really love it, grab a limited time, unlimited golf membership for only $99 a month. Get all of the details at thegolfist.com.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly sunny sky this afternoon. Really going to be a great Friday. Temperatures climbing into the upper 70s and lower 80s. Dropping into the upper 50s, lower 60s as we head into the overnight. A little more cloud cover for your Saturday, but we are going to be quite warm. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 80s. Plenty of sunshine for your Sunday. Much the same. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 80s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is hour number two of The Point with Bill Crawford, and it is Friday, May 15th, National Police Officer Memorial Day, and we are joined by the one and only impact weather meteorologist from Fox 54, and that is Mr. Jordan Dressman. Jordan, how you doing?
It is a fantastic Friday. I am doing just fine. How are you?
Well, Brian and I are both doing really good. It's Friday. It's, I think, 79 degrees out there. It's still a little chilly when you wake up in the middle of the night, if you happen to do that. But
it feels like a roller coaster sometimes.
Absolutely.
So we thought about having this as your theme song.
There you go.
Good. We like that.
Instead of love, insert weather. And you got
weather
this.
Weather roller coaster.
Yeah. Here we go.
There you go. So there's your theme song.
Fantastic.
Of weather.
Noticed you had a, as I've been creeping on your Facebook, you had a fine looking pet on the picture on there, a beautiful black lab.
He is a very handsome little dude, and he is well aware of it.
Well, they usually are.
Yeah. You know, he is every bit a stereotypical black lab. So,
yep.
You know, think of every stereotype that is associated with a traditional lab. And
got a tail like a baseball bat.
Mm-hmm. Yep, basically. He is clingy as all get out. The fun part about him is, of course, you know, we got him from a very nice gentleman down in Coleman that,
oh, nice.
That breeds labs. And so, you know, he is papered and registered and all the fancy things and probably bred to do some really cool stuff, none of which he actually does.
Because right.
I don't hunt. So, he does not do anything that I would imagine a lot of his brothers and sisters and cousins before him probably know how to do.
You know, the one time I went duck hunting, we had a beautiful lab with us, beautiful female. And what she would do, though, is when we would finally get a duck, she would go and get the duck, and then she would take it all the way back to the pickup truck. She would swim back, and she just walked right past you with it and go back to the truck and wait to go home. Okay, I did it. Let's go.
She's like,
it's cold out here.
I got the duck, so we can go now.
It's cold out here. Let's go.
Well, yeah. Jordan, I got to ask you this. What is the name of said black lab, and what are some of the characteristics of one? Because I can certainly tell you the characteristics of a spoiled dachshund, but what is the name, and what are some of the characteristics?
His name is Gator. My wife picked the name.
Oh, okay.
It comes from, I don't remember what movie it comes from, but it comes from a movie.
There's a Burt Reynolds movie called Gator.
I mean, that could
maybe
very
that's
well be it.
It.
I I genuinely don't know. He eats everything, literally everything.
Well, sounds like a lab.
Yeah, he's always hungry. Every meal he has is the first meal he has ever consumed in his entire life.
And he's starving when he gets it.
All the time, constantly. Yeah. Again, he is incredibly clingy. And everybody says labs are very clean.
Mm-hmm.
And he has very much lived up to that stereotype. So mm-hmm. I would say those are his big ones. He has also never met a stranger. Everybody is his best friend.
So,
not so much in the guard dog category,
right?
Because I feel like he'd probably let people in the house,
right?
Which is counterintuitive.
Well, I'd just be glad he doesn't have thumbs, or he'd open the door for him.
Which I'm deeply concerned about because, he's a lab. He just lives his happy-go-lucky life, eating and clinging to people.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this. Speaking of animals opening doors, not only do we have Winston the dachshund, but we have Edgar the cat. And Edgar the cat is in double secret probation when we go to bed. We have had to put a little latch on the door because Edgar can open the doors.
Oh, wow.
And he opens the doors and he comes into our bedroom if we forget to put the latch on. And probably 2 seconds before first light, when he decides it's time to eat, if we don't wake up and feed him, he gets up on the nightstands and start knocking stuff off. So, not a very fun little habit.
Yeah.
So tell us about the weather. I mean, I think I saw that it's high 80s, but maybe 90. Are we through? Are we off the roller coaster and we're on the summer boat of warm weather?
If I was a betting man and had to bet on my own forecast, I would say we are really starting to leave spring. It was chilly this morning. I will agree with that.
Yeah.
I think most of us got down into the 40s. We are done with that through the immediate future. And by the immediate future, I mean my forecast.
Right.
The weekend is going to be a great weekend. We should climb into the upper 80s. Somebody might see 90 degrees on Sunday, I would anticipate. Otherwise, lower 90s through Monday, Tuesday, and then we kind of hang out in the 80s through, next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're talking highs in the 80s, lows in the 60s. And I suppose while a bit above average, it's appropriate. We're getting into late May. Memorial Day will be here before you know it.
Right.
But we are going to stay consistently warm is the general takeaway.
Well, what's our primary day? What's our election day next Tuesday? What's the weather look like?
Tuesday's going to come with a rain chance.
Okay.
I don't know. Do we call these the midterms? Is that
primaries?
Is that a dumb question?
No, the primaries, yeah.
Hey, it's only because we've had it in front of our face for weeks, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know if the primaries typically pull the same crowd that the, November general elections pull. But if by chance your voting location does involve a wait, I would bring an umbrella. If I was somebody that might get stuck waiting outside a specific polling place, just in case, I would bring an umbrella.
Well,
that's good advice.
That is good advice. So let me ask you this. I know last weekend when we had you on last Friday, you were in the midst of becoming a geographical bachelor. So I assume you survived that. And what's on your slate and plate for this weekend?
I did survive being a bachelor. The house is still standing. It did not turn into a total mess. I kept the dog alive.
Good job.
I did all of the things. I fed myself. I am a very lucky man in that my wife not only maintains a full-time job and her own career, but she also does an amazing job at maintaining the house, almost none of which I know how to do. So when I do get to bachelor, it sounds a little dramatic, but I genuinely do not know how to maintain the house. I can do the bare necessities, but my wife handles the rest of it. Now, this weekend, she is obviously back. We are going to have a very relaxing weekend. I'm not cooking anything too fancy. I think I'm just going to throw some brats and fried potatoes on the Blackstone, and
oh, nice.
I think we're going to call it good.
How do you like your Blackstone?
I love my Blackstone. I use that thing for everything.
My father-in-law has one and loves it, too. I'm on the fence about getting one.
I would say we probably do 85 to 90% of our cooking, especially wow. in the warmer months out on the Blackstone.
Hey, that's a good place to do it. I'm a griller, too. I love to. I love my little saying for the summer is grill, chill, and swill. And you can do all three of those with my new little solar charged speaker that looks like a rock that gladly plays the Allman Brothers and 70s rock. So.
Nice. Yeah, I've got I'm glad you said the weather's going to be nice. I've got a date to scrape off and put a new lid seal on my big green egg. But then I have a pork butt sitting and marinating right now and waiting to go on that smoker as soon as I get it done.
Hey, that sounds like a plan.
So what time should Bill and I be over?
About 6 tomorrow.
Hey,
I've had a rule for a long time. I feed everyone in my house at dinner time. All I ask is you give me a little bit of warning. I'll set a place for you.
There you go. Well, Jordan, hey, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for bringing us this great weather and this great forecast. We will therefore give you the seal of approval, the point seal of approval. I don't know what that means, but you got it.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll take it.
All right. Well, hey.
Cool. And tell Gator we said hey.
I will indeed.
Yeah. Pet him once for us.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Of course.
Hey, talk to you next week. That's Jordan Dressman, Fox 54, Impact Meteorologist. Back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Before you build, know the ground beneath you. OMI Incorporated has been North Alabama's trusted name in geotechnical engineering for over 30 years. We provide subsurface investigations, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing to keep your project moving forward with confidence. Commercial, industrial, and public projects, OMI has the experience to get it right. OMI Incorporated, experience below the surface. Visit omi-eng.com. Or call 256-837-7664.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and this month at Lynn Layton Ford, we've got employee pricing for everyone, plus 5.9 for up to 84 months with zero dock fees or no hidden markups. That's right, employee pricing plus 5.9 for up to 84 months, no dock fees or hidden markups. With your good credit, lease a 26 F-150 STX for $399 a month for 36 months with only $3,000 due at signing. Lease a 26 Explorer Active for $399 a month for 36 months, $3,000 due at signing. Or how about a new Bronco Big Ben 4x4? $485 a month for a 36-month lease with $3,000 due at signing. We've got employee pricing for everyone, plus 5.9 for 84, and no dock fees or hidden markups. Come see us at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com. All leases are with a zero security deposit, 10,500 miles a year. Offer ends 5/31/26. See us for the details.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Cummins has kept the world running for more than 100 years. Since their founding in 1919, Cummins has been dedicated to leading the charge towards a future with smarter, cleaner power. Cummins sales and service locations are right where you need them when you need your engine or generator set service. And now, Cummins has a new Huntsville branch opening June 10th. They're located on Highway 31 in Tanner, just north of Calhoun College. Cummins expert technicians will keep you up and running. Call them at 205-808-2210.
This summer, we make HVAC history as Sensegreen Heating, Cooling, and Insulation celebrates our country's 250th birthday. Happy birthday, America! In honor of crossing the Delaware River and kicking Cornwallis out of Yorktown, Sensegreen now offers $1,776 off new HVAC systems. Give me liberty and a new HVAC smart system this summer at Sensegreen with Bryant. Whatever it takes, just like our founding fathers. USA! USA! USA!
Alabama license number 12705-52808.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
What the hell did he say?
Same as usual, not a damn thing.
Ooh, I love to dance a little sidestep. Now they see me, now they don't. I've come and gone. And ooh, I love to sweep around the white step. Cut a little swath and leave the feet alone.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford.
And if anything sums up our political season, that's it.
There you go. And also, what happens is sometimes when you have a guest who cancels on you, I take inspiration from the great Charles Durning in the movie The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas, and he's singing his Do a Little Sidestep, Dance a Little Shuffle. And thanks for finding that, Brian, because that's very germane. And it's also very germane to what's happening this week, and hopefully we will see an end to all these political commercials sooner rather than later. But speaking of politics, I want to talk a little bit about something that's a very current topic. It's been in the news for the past few weeks, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a different take on it. And what is that topic? That topic is representation in the United States House of Representatives and the redistricting effort that has been going on here based on Supreme Court decisions, votes of the legislature, issuing old maps, throwing out whatever the case may be. And I'm going to give you a different take on that. And what if the issue here is not really how district maps are drawn, but it has to do with the representation ratio? In other words, are we trying to get a congressman to represent too many people? Now, that sounds like craziness and madness, but let me give you a little history on that. In 1787, when the Congress, when the Constitution was framed, there was a problem. And the problem that the Constitutional Convention was addressing was how to fairly represent the people and yet keep a body of Congress that was small enough to actually function. Because the Constitution often refers to the House of Representatives as the people's chamber. Senators represent the states, but House members were supposed to represent ordinary citizens directly. The original Constitution said one congressman for every 30,000 people. At that time, the United States of America had about 4 million people. And the founders of this country envisioned a House of Representatives that would expand as the country expanded. Now, here's a little bit of historical trivia that is actually true. During the Constitutional Convention, George Washington didn't say much. He didn't say much because he had wooden teeth. He just didn't want to say much. He wanted to let the debate carry the day, and he remained silent throughout most of the proceedings. But there was one issue where he stepped into the debate personally, and that was this. The delegates of the House of Representatives said they wanted to have one representative for every 40,000 citizens. George Washington said, no, that's too high. One person can't represent 40,000 people effectively. So he stepped in and made it such that the ratio of representative to people was one representative for every 30,000 people. And because of George Washington's credibility, his reputation, he was the hero of the Revolutionary War, that is actually what was passed. And really, it was pretty much the only time George Washington intervened at the Constitutional Convention, and it involved the representation ratio. Now let's look at today. Right now, instead of 4 million citizens, America has more than 340 million citizens. Yet the House of Representatives has been frozen at 435 members since 1929. That means essentially the size of the House hasn't changed in about a century. 100 years, it has not changed. 100 years, it has not expanded. It's the same as it was in 1929. Now, in 1910, each House member represented 210,000 Americans, pretty much. Today, the average congressional district, I almost feel like putting a trivia question out and seeing if anybody could even guess what the ratio is. But right now, it is this. One representative for approximately 780,000 people. That means that a representative Congress right now represents about four times as many people as they did a century ago. Do you think that's effective? Do you think they can really get their finger on the pulse of that many people? How can they possibly go and visit those people, get a sensing on what they do? Especially given that our House of Representatives does not use a lot of electronic means to gather the opinion of their people. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if the representative can actually get the pulse of his people, and can they really get to know the communities that they're representing? Are they really even representing communities? Are they just representing a drawn map of people? So let's think about this for just 1 second. Let's say we could change that representation ratio to one person for every 350,000 people. Now, that's still a lot of folks, and that's still way more than the original 30,000, but what would that do? If that were the case, the House of Representatives would expand from 435 members to 970 members. Now, obviously, a lot of people say, well, hey, government is too big as it is. We don't want bigger government, and that would be a bigger House of Representatives. But my question is this, would it be more representative? Do you think it would be easier to fairly draw congressional districts where they were drawn based on equal amounts of population instead of just drawn randomly or in whatever method they are? And then my point here today is not to argue against gerrymandering or against racial districts. It's just to argue about the representation ratio. I don't think that is an issue. Frankly, I've never even heard it discussed until we had senatorial candidate Seth Burton on the other day, and he brought that to my attention. I dug into it a little bit, and I tend to think he is right. I think we have to give serious consideration to giving our representatives more of a chance to be a representative, instead of trying to do more than is humanly possible.
Well, I think if we start breaking it down and trying to pare down how many people they have to represent, then I think a lot of the district stuff will take care of itself. I mean, as long as they, you know, not trying to do like they're playing Tetris, you've seen some of the maps that have little strands here and there, and you know, your district might be on one side of the street and the next district on the other side of the street, things like that. We got to really seriously think about how many representatives there are. Total, 435 is not going to be the number. That is way low to if we pare down the number of people they represent. And we have to be really honest about making sure that everyone is being represented. because okay, let's done. And Bill and I both have had experience being managers and managing groups of people. There comes a time when there is a group of people that is just untenable. You cannot take care of that many people. And that's where you get to like assistant managers and stuff like that. And I'm not saying that we should get assistant representatives or something like that. But even with the representatives we have and all their staffs and everything, there's too many people to manage. And maybe manage is not the right word, but let's just go with the analogy here. If you can't do that, you're not taking care of them effectively, and they're not being representative effectively. And what you run into is go, well, I can't do anything, so I might as well take care of myself. And I think that's what we're seeing a lot of, is they may be there. It's not for all of them, but we can have come up with plenty of examples of people who are not effectively representing the people that elected them. And for some reason, they keep being reelected. And so something's got to give, because there are still large swaths of people who are not adequately represented. And there are forces at work to make sure that some of these people are never represented.
And, you know, Brian, what I'm saying is I just essentially use 350,000 just as a mathematical number.
Yeah, let's just pull a number out of the air.
Let's just pull a number out of the air.
And it's, but it's lower than what they're doing now.
Oh, yeah, right now it's...
By a margin.
It's by right now.
A large margin.
It's almost 800,000. So, you know, what would happen if that were to be the case? Well, you'd have the people who say, nope, government's too big. And you would have people who would say, well, we don't even have a big enough building to house those people in D.C. And I can tell you this, for many, many years, I was a executive director of a large trade association in Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
We would go to our national conventions in D.C. and other places, and guess what? We had well over 1,000 directors who were voters who governed the activities of our national association. So
right.
In this day and age, with the technology that we have, I think it's pretty archaic thought to say, no, we have a building, it only holds 435, that's all we can do.
Okay, well, let's put them in Trump's ballroom. Well, I mean, you know, we've already proven that we're going to go around the rule of law and we're going to go around Congress and just bulldoze stuff and start building new stuff. Okay, you want to do that? Okay, Congress, show your teeth, flex your muscles, and build a new building big enough or renovate what you have. Yes, it is a historical building. Yes, I get that. But you know what? Just because we have the little White House of the Confederacy down in Montgomery doesn't mean we use it every day. And just because we have all these different things, they're talking about moving. They're talking about moving out of the FBI building. They're talking about leasing other space there in D.C. Okay, there's a whole bunch of offices for you. Let's put them there.
Well, and also just another analogy to that is in Nashville, Tennessee, there is the great Ryman Auditorium that used to house the Grand Ole Opry, and mm-hmm. they outgrew it.
Yeah.
Guess what? They have a new place.
Yeah, they got the new Opry House.
They got a new Opry House. But, you know, one other aspect to this that I think is I'm not saying this is the perfect solution. I'm just saying it deserves some thought. And the other,
I think it does, and I think it moves in the right direction.
Well, the other thing I would say is what impact does this have on the Electoral College? Because a lot of people say, you know, people don't elect the president. The Electoral College elects the president.
Okay.
And the electoral votes are determined on the amount, or determined by state, by the amount of representatives and senators you have. Alabama has 9 electoral votes.
Right.
Well, if you had a situation like this, I think the Electoral College would be more of an actual reflection of the views of the people in the state of Alabama.
Now, there's two poles of thought that there's some that think the Electoral College is outdated,
anyway,
needs to get rid of it. But I'm not exactly sure that that's the right response. You would have now, it would bloom in size just like the number of representatives in Congress.
Right.
I think it has to, again, because of the number of people that need to be represented. Now, if it operates true to as its intent to make sure that the Electoral College actually represents what the people that voted would request, then yes, then okay. Now, if they're not going to do that, then I think we get rid of the Electoral College. There's already some evidence to that in the 2020 election.
Well, my thoughts on the Electoral College, but one again, this little discussion we're having, I'm making the assumption the Electoral College is not going to go away.
Right.
However, if somebody died and left me king of this country, which I doubt they will, I think the Electoral College is antiquated and needs to go by the wayside anyway. My understanding of the Electoral College was it was essentially put in place because the people at that time didn't think the general masses, the hoi polloi, the proletariat, whatever you want to call it, they didn't think they had enough sense to choose their own.
Their
president.
And well, the people go back and use the argument of the intent of the founding fathers. Well, the intent of the founding fathers was to make sure the right people stayed there.
Yeah.
You had to be a landowner, and you had to, you couldn't just have anybody. That the Electoral College was basically another gate to make sure that happened. Now, I'm of the belief that the Constitution is a living, breathing document, and that it has rightfully so, in some cases, and is ripe for change in others, to evolve as the United States of America evolves. We've added so many more people, we've got so many more resources, we're involved in so many more things, and you know, you cannot imagine some of the things we do now that would completely blow away the founding fathers. Keep in mind this thing. We all readily admit that dinosaurs existed, right? George Washington never knew about dinosaurs. They were not discovered until after he died. The founding fathers had no idea. Okay, well then how are they going to have a natural history museum with dinosaurs if they don't know they exist? You have to have a living, breathing thing. You have to trust the people you elect, and you have to elect good representatives and make sure the people who vote are all represented to help this thing evolve to the country we've evolved into.
And ladies and gentlemen, listeners, that's my point exactly, is rather than, I think, getting bogged down in redistricting arguments, somebody with some vision needs to step forward and say, let's look at the whole thing. Let's take a look at the whole thing and see if we really need to evolve, because this country is not 4 million people anymore. It's 340 million people. One person representing 780,000, I think, is just insane and not doable. So let's look at that, folks. Let's take a look at it. If you have a thought about that, give us a call. I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Keep in mind, folks, we fought two wars about this. Number one, we fought the Revolutionary War, and that's when we flipped off the king and said, no, we're our own country now, and we're going to do it our way. We didn't want a monarchy. We worked really hard to build out a framework that is not a monarchy. They tried anyway, and George Washington had to tell them no. And then we had the Civil War, and that's where we decided that every person counts. People are not property. I can't say that my family all supported that. They're a bunch of rogues and everywhere. Most of them sat in the mountains and no one who bothered. But we made a point to evolve this country, even at the point of a war, to make sure that people represented. Now, the South did a great deal of work dragging their feet to make sure that everyone was represented. And they still got work to do, to be honest. So it is time to make sure. I love this new making more representatives to make sure everybody is adequately represented in Congress.
Well, it's just an idea that you and I we looked at each other when we heard Seth Burton mention it the other day.
It's revolutionary, and it is not the two entrenched things, entrenched arguments that have been made over and over and over. It is a brand new idea. It's a new perspective that is enlightening. And it makes a lot of sense the more you think about it. We could, you know, the state legislature could have that same thought process done to it, too, to be honest.
Well, and, you know, when we had Aaron Thomas here the other day and James Lomax, they essentially said the ratio that is was mentioned in the Constitution of 1 to 40,000 is about what it is in Alabama these days.
Well, I'd love to see some actual numbers on it.
I would love to see some.
I think that at the very least it needs to be reviewed.
At the very least it needs to be reviewed. And what our point today is, folks, is not to say this is it, this is the solution. It's the point is the point. Isn't that the name of the show? The point is
we should name the show that.
It's just to say, think about this stuff. Think about it. Put on your thinking cap, take the blinders off, and look at things from the perspective of the world today and not the world of 1929.
Quit screaming that your power bill is woke and actually think about making sure, put yourself in there. Are you being adequately represented? If your team is adequately represented, but the other team isn't, then you need to have some thought about that. If you're on the other side, put yourself in somebody else's shoes for a minute and get rid of this I got mine mindset. And think about, you see people every day that are underrepresented. Stop and talk to your neighbor.
And you know, one thing I will say this in closing is when you think about that underrepresentation, think about calling your cable company. You know, you're on hold for hours. You have a small number of staff to service millions of customers, and it doesn't work. Maybe that's the same thing. So
that's a great analogy. You know, we've got lousy customer service in America.
Bingo.
And we need to have more representatives.
You know, I think that's what I would call it, the improvement.
Or maybe they're trying to do it offshore. Remember, they're just going to sit up there. All the fat cats are going to sit there and just going to offshore all of it.
Well, instead of underrepresentation, I would call it the, if I was going to pass a bill, I'd call it the American Customer Service Act. And with that, Brian, let's
you go have ahead. My vote, Bill.
Okay, let's take a break and we'll get out of here.
I hear him talking, but he don't come in.
Ooh, I love to dance a little sidestep. Now they see me, now they don't know I'm gone. And sweep around the white step, cut a little swath and leave the people on.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Bill Crawford here for the Regenesis Stem Cell Center, the place to go for golfers' elbow pain. Traditional treatments require significant time away from the golf course and often don't work. Dr. Charles Lee can treat golfers' elbow using platelet-rich plasma extracted from the patient's blood and get you back on the golf course after a two-hour visit. Golfers' elbow can be permanently eliminated for a fixed price of $585. Golf season is here. Enjoy pain-free golf with just one visit to Regenesis.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza!
On Saturday, May 30th, the best wrestlers on the planet take flight in Rocket City. The high-flying action of AEW returns to Huntsville for the first time in over 1 year. Saturdays are for Collision. And on Saturday, May 30th, Huntsville is all elite. AEW Collision, live from Von Braun Civic Center. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20 at AEWTIX.com.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay. On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years, and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart.
When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust, trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities, thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student-athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
Baumhauer's Restaurant, legendary food and legendary fun. Whether you're craving the freshest seafood from Alabama's Gulf Coast, juicy chicken or char-grilled steaks seared to suck in at perfection, you're craving Baumhauer's Restaurant. Add to that a sports-themed atmosphere and HD flat screens every place you look. For a sneak peek at the menu, go to Baumhauer's.com. Legendary food, legendary fun. Baumhauer's Restaurant.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 weather impact meteorologist Emily Owen. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms will be possible across the Tennessee Valley for this Friday night. We'll see temperatures fall into the low 60s for the overnight. Heading into our Saturday, we'll keep scattered showers and a few thunderstorms in the forecast. High temperatures warm into the mid-70s for the afternoon.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. No more Charles Durning. Now back kind of to the regular portion of the show. I hope you enjoyed Brian and I's rather good conversation, I thought. We weren't...
Or call us and tell us we're full of crap. I mean, yeah. You know.
Hey.
256-382-0725.
Give us a call. Say, hey, guys, shut up. I hate you. Or call us and say, you're the greatest thing since sliced bread. Speaking of sliced bread... On Fridays, I like to talk a little bit about what's going on in town this weekend. And there's not a Mother's Day weekend. It's just kind of a regular old Huntsville weekend. And
is it National Sliced Bread Day?
No, it is not National Sliced Bread Day. But I wonder what it is. And I don't know. I'm a little hesitant or a little lax in my duties because I normally tell you what that is. It is, no, I don't know. I'll have to find that out. My bad, folks.
You know, we were talking about that. It makes me think. My wife last night and I were, the current Mrs. Temple, we were talking about waiting for this summer for tomato sandwiches and just how wonderful that's going to be.
Well, I'll tell you what today is, and today is one that is... I'm sure you and I will. Oh, I know you're prepared for it. It's National Barbecue Day.
Yep.
So,
yeah, we're sitting there getting ready in the fridge of the house now.
There you go. Well, some of the other stuff, if you want to get your tomatoes, it's Berry Bash at Reeves Peach Farm,
ooh,
where you pick strawberries, fresh fruit, all kinds of stuff down there. That's off 36,
mm-hmm.
And the strawberries are out. I will be buying a gallon of strawberries tomorrow.
That sounds good.
Yeah, and they are so good, those strawberries that come from Reeves. I don't know why they taste so different than the ones you buy out of the regular store, but they do.
Some fresh ice cream in the freezer. That'll be perfect with those.
Hey, I might bring some in on Monday because I usually buy more than I can eat. But I love
challenge
them.
Accepted.
Also this weekend, if you're a soccer fan, the Huntsville City Football Club is playing Atlanta this weekend at Wicks Family Field on Saturday. Should be a good game. And kids tickets are only $5. Yesterday we talked to, District 20 rep James Lomax. He was down at the Veterans Museum, and tomorrow at the Veterans Museum, they are having a historical military vehicle exhibit. And one thing, if you go down there, there is a Cobra helicopter in the gym. That's what I used to fly. And the Cobra helicopter had a mannequin in it. And when I went and looked at the mannequin, it had these horrible-looking sunglasses on. And I said, that can't be. So I took my old Army issue aviator sunglasses down there, put them on the mannequin, and on the pilot didn't, you know, every pilot has to have a checklist, and the mannequin didn't have a checklist, so I took my old Army issue checklist on how to fly a Cobra and put it on the left leg of the mannequin, which is pretty much where pilots keep their checklists.
So right.
Go down there and take a look at it during military vehicle day, and you'll say, hey, I know where that checklist came from, and I know where those sunglasses came from.
Well, I was going back and I was looking at someone, a show I used to work on. We did some recording at the Veterans Museum, and he showed me the footage of the guy giving us the tour, and he says, an actual Cobra pilot gave us these glasses and checklist. I had forgotten he had said that. So now I work with the guy, the Army pilot, who gave the glasses and the checklist.
That was me. They're there.
There's a small world.
Small world.
Can't get away with nothing.
Autographs are for free if you want to see an if you want my autograph. Speaking of strawberries, Brian, Sunday, May 17th at Stovehouse is strawberry cookie decorating class.
Huh.
I don't know if I would want to go through the class, but I'd like to be there at the end.
Well, you know, they need volunteers for quality assurance.
There you go. We can go help.
Can't have
those
any substandard cookies getting out there.
No, not at all. So that's also, I don't know who Sam Barber is, but I assume he's somebody worth listening to because he's at the Orion Amphitheater Saturday night.
Concerts on the docks over at Low Mill start this weekend too.
Oh, they
do. I think
it
may be tonight. I just saw a quick blurb when I went by. I haven't had a chance. I just thought of it. I hadn't a chance to look it up.
Well, I don't think I've ever done yoga in my life. I'm not. No. My kids, you remember the old Michelin man that
yep.
used to be like a human stack of tires?
Stack of tires, yeah.
They used to say, Dad, that's you. You're the Michelin man.
Oh, and that's not a compliment.
I'm about as flexible as the old Stretch Armstrong doll. I don't bend very well, and I don't move very well. So that's some of the stuff that's happening this weekend. And one of the things that's not going to happen Saturday is our show. So we're going to go ahead and take a break and wrap it up and get out of here for the weekend.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance,
always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
We have been selling printer supplies for 50 years. Today, we've made it easier than ever to make sure our customers get the best price and the best support.
You can order supplies online with our guaranteed low prices, saving 40% and getting our award-winning on-site service for free.
There's no catch. Ask any of our customers. We want to be more than just a vendor. We want to be a partner in your success.
I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck, is bigger better?
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Do you want to be just a case number?
With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, we take the time to help.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying, I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Friday, May 15th, and the week is just about to be over. We thank you for listening to us this week. Go back and listen to some of the archives if you want to really get ready for Election Day. That's coming up next Tuesday, a very important day. If you want to complain about something, you better vote. Because in my humble opinion, you don't vote, you lose your right to complain.
But you notice that the governor moved some of the midterm election or the primaries to later in August. It's none of the districts up here. Your district primary day is Tuesday.
Absolutely.
And we'll have we're planning to have our friends from Fox 54 to talk about the election there on Tuesday. And we've got a bunch of other stuff planned for next week. So we hope you'll stick around and come hang out with us.
Next week's going to be fun. This weekend's going to be even more fun. I'd like to get a hold of that butt you're going to cook, but that's okay. I'll be having plenty of good stuff myself.
Well, when I get it done, what I'll do is I'll load it up and I'll drive by your house.
There you go.
And just let you smell it as I drive by.
Sounds like a plan. Well, folks, have a great weekend. This is Bill Crawford and Brian Temple. This is The Point, and we are glad you are with us. Keep all of our servicemen in your thoughts and prayers, and have a good weekend, and thanks for listening.
And take care of each other, would you?
There you go. And this is Bill Crawford. We're out. Have a great weekend.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the